And now on Books and Arts, it's time for Arts News. Anna Frey Taylor is our books editor, and she also keeps an eye on Arts News, and she spread out lots of pieces of paper which you've highlighted in pink and blue. What's the difference between the pink and the blue?
Well, they're the different stories. Pink's the first story, blue's the second
story. It's colour-coded. Arts News. So what's been making news? Oh, we've got a new Children's Laureate in Australia.
We do, yes. So this week it was announced that children's author and artist Lee Hobbs has been named as our new Children's Laureate. So I don't know if you know Lee's work, Michael, but he's a fantastic author. He's actually a fantastic artist too. He does all of the illustrations for his books. Lots of our listeners with kids will be familiar with them.
I know Horrible Harriet.
You know Horrible Harriet, yes. That's one of his best ones. He's also done Old Tom and the Mr. Chicken books. Hugely popular in Australia, but apparently very popular overseas.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mr. Chicken Goes to Paris is a bestseller in the Louvre bookstore.
Of course, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. So Lee Hobbs is our new Children's Laureate. Mm-hmm. So this position, Michael, has been set up by the Australian Children's Literature Alliance. It was set up in 2008, so it hasn't been around for that long. And the role of the laureate is basically to promote the importance of reading, creativity and story to young people in Australia. So as part of this role, Lee is going to be travelling all around Australia, running workshops for kids. He'll visit every state at least once, and he'll also be heading to a few Indigenous communities in WA. So he's got an exciting couple of years ahead of him.
I hope he's running sessions on alliteration, because I reckon alliteration is terribly important in children's literature, like Horrible Harriet.
Rhyming, Cat in the Hat. Those sessions. So he's our fourth laureate. It's a two-year gig, so he'll be there for 2016 and 2017. He's taking over from Jackie French.
Okay. So do we know what he hopes to achieve?
We do. I spoke to him yesterday and I asked him that, what he'd like to focus on. And I also asked him why he thought that the selection panel had chosen him for the job. So let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I think that they picked me because I've got a body of work under my belt, 20 books that I've written and illustrated. I was an art teacher at secondary school for 25 years. I've been a Bolshe spokesman in all sorts of contexts about the need for librarians and school libraries, and I've taken part in festivals and things and run workshops. So I'm used to working with kids. In the 2 years of my laureateship, I would love to feel at the end of it that I really had done something about championing the whole library thing. In Australia, I could name a few fabulous libraries and, you know, librarians where they're just terrific. In fact, I will. Vicky Guilano at the Mother of God School here in Melbourne in Ivanhoe. There's another marvellous librarian, Ruth Woolven at Kew Priory. And up in Sydney, Kel Cowley at Seaforth Primary School in Sydney. Terrific. You go there and the whole school community, the library is just this terrific beating heart where kids fit in, or there's somewhere, some role for them or whatever. Just terrific.
New Australian Children's Laureate Lee Hobbs speaking about the importance of libraries for young people.
I think we should call him Laureate Lee.
Laureate
from
Lee.
From now on, yeah. In the interest of alliteration. So the Stella Prize for Women's Fiction, that's in
yes,
the news.
That was, the long list came out this week.
What colour is the Stella Prize in your coding? Blue.
It's a blue story today,
Mike. Because you're challenging gender stereotypes, so you highlighted that in blue.
So the judges have narrowed over 170 entries down to just 12, and lots of names that you'd expect to see on the list this year, Michael. So Deborah Adelaide's there, Stephanie Bishop, Peggy Frew, Gail Jones, Elizabeth Harrow, who you spoke to recently, and Charlotte Wood. A couple of debut authors in the mix. Fiona Wright's there for her collection of writing Small Acts of Disappearance, which is a really interesting reflection on her own experience with an eating disorder. Sarah Kanofsky actually did a nice interview with her, and Alice Robinson's there. So interestingly, Fiona Wright, the only non-fiction author on the list this year.
So that's the long list, 12. It's a big long list. So when do we know when the shortlist is out?
Shortlist is out in March, and then the winner will be announced in April. So you can head along to our website if you'd like to see the full list there.
So Charlotte Wood's there with her very challenging book, The Natural Way of Things, and there's talk of a movie.
There is. Yeah, this week, Charlotte, the film rights to Charlotte Wood's book, The Natural Way of Things, were optioned.
She's now moved on to the pink section, listeners.
The two women that have bought her rights are the independent producers Katia Nizik and Emma Dockery. this, it is a challenging book, Michael. So if listeners haven't read this one, it's a dystopian story. 10 women find themselves being held captive in a compound in outback Australia. It's very unsettling. And what we come to know is that these women have all been involved in some kind of a sex scandal. So very feisty book. And it seems that that's actually what's appealed to these two filmmakers that are going to try and make it into a movie. They said that Wood's story feels personal and specific, but also speaks to women the world over.
There's a long way to go yet, though.
There is.
You know, the optioning
don't
of it.
Put the moz on it
I'm
yet.
Not putting the mockers on it, but, you know, so many films get written and so few.
It does take
get
a hell
made.
Of a lot of money to make
it
a film,
does.
Too.
So well, I hope Charlotte's book gets made, don't get me wrong, but I just don't want.
Interestingly, Michael, that in their pitch for the for the film rights to Charlotte, they mentioned that great Aussie classic Picnic at Hanging Rock. So they said that there hasn't actually been a film. In their mind, an Australian film with an extensive young female ensemble cast like this since Picnic at Hanging Rock. So I think Charlotte Wood was pretty chuffed with
Picnic
that.
At Hanging Rock is an interesting parallel because Picnic at Hanging Rock, the movie, feels as though something dreamy and sort of supernatural has happened to those girls, that they've been received into the mystery of the land.
But it's also but kind of weird and scary.
The subtext of it is that they must have been killed, perhaps in a sex crime, because there are these men lurking about. But the film sort of pushes that to one side and stays with the dreaminess. I've never understood that, really.
Well, I mean, I think Charlotte Wood saw the parallels and she was excited by it. She said, imagine if this her book could be the next Picnic. And she said she has total faith in the two young producers to make something astonishing. But, Michael, that is not the only adaptation making news this week.
Wait, there's more.
Eleanor Ferrante's best-selling books, The My Brilliant Friend series, was announced this week will be turned into a television series. Have you read these ones?
Well, no, I haven't read them. My wife has read them. She loves them. I bet we won't be seeing Eleanor Ferrante on the red carpet.
No. We still don't know who she is.
She's a mystery woman.
But it's reported that she's actually going to be involved in this adaptation, so that's interesting. There's going to be 32, it's going to be a 32-part series, 8 episodes for each book. It's going to be filmed in Italy, in Italian, and yeah, I think lots of people will be looking forward to that one.
One day someone's going to work out who she is.
I don't know if they will.
Don't you, Rick?
Well, she's been unknown for years.
I know, but one day it has to happen, sure.
And we don't know yet when it's going to be on TV, but it is in the works.
Elena, why don't you come out on our show? Well, contact us now.
Got
go to the website.
Chance, Michael.
Oh, we have. People listen to us all over the world. Contact us now, Elena, and we'll share your secret with the world. Anna Frey Taylor, thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael.
Anna Frey Taylor is our books editor. Without her, we'd be in trouble. And also, she brings us arts news.